Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy archives and interactive features like you being able to create the content there on the front page of the website, which is really awesome for us because it means we don't have to do as much show prep. Because you can tell us what you think is important. We don't have to guess at what our listeners, you, think is interesting. So you go to freetalklive.com, you scroll down the page, you'll see content created by listeners just like you. Maybe it was you. Everybody's name is there by what they've submitted. And looks like there's some really interesting stuff there today. Google encrypts all Gmail messages after NSA snooping is the number two story there. And boy bullied at school, so school punishes the victim, banning him from wearing his Friendship is Magic backpack. The top two stories right now.
Oh, that's the My Little Pony thing.
I haven't even looked at it yet, Daryl, honestly. We've got calls to start out here the show tonight. Plus, Daryl, you brought in something to discuss about Hawaii and the prostitution laws there, apparently allowing police to actually have sex with the prostitutes. We'll get into that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But if you want to get interactive on the website, go to freetalklive.com. You do need a Reddit account in order to vote up and down on the different stories that you'll see there, and also to submit content to the front page of the website. But it's very easy to link your Free Talk Live account to the Reddit account. And it's free, of course, so go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive and enjoy. Let's start things out with your phone calls, though. Shane is listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
What's going on, Ian and Daryl? I just wanted to share my don't take the plea deal experience for a traffic court today. It was kind of empowering to got a ticket a few weeks ago and, you know, told the officer that I would be taking it to trial. Basically, tried to press the story, went to court today, and the judge got up and basically give us a spiel. Anybody that'll plead guilty to the ticket, we're going to go ahead and dismiss the ticket. You just play court cost. So sat there.
How much are court costs there in Tennessee?
I don't know. I live in a rural county. I never had any experiences in this court. You know, that's one of the questions I asked somebody, and I wasn't able to, you know, get any good accurate figures. I know in Connecticut County it's about $86 or something like that. So,
okay.
You know, basically it was 75 and a 55, and I've got a commercial driver's license, so I wasn't interested in having that on there anyway. So get to the end, and they never call my name. So I, you know, flagged the bailiff over, and he says, well, yeah, we've got you on the docket, but we can't find your ticket. If you'll just plead guilty. I said, you know, I'm not interested in pleading guilty.
we can't find your ticket, so just go ahead and give us money.
Basically, it was we're having trouble locating it. You know, well, he took the ticket, went back to the back, and he came back and said, well, we can't find this ticket. You are just wanting to plead guilty and have it dismissed. I said, well, is the trooper that wrote the citation here today? They said, well, he's not here either. I said, well, I'd like to go to a trial then. And there was a couple people that did go to trial today, and essentially, you know, it was just the trooper was there, and he'd give his side, and then the judge gave the other person the opportunity to give their side, and everybody that had a trial was found guilty, and the fine was $5 plus court costs. So I figured, worst case scenario, you know, this thing's going to go on my record, and I'm going to pay an extra $5. So, you know, the trooper then comes, pulls me aside, and he said, you know, what's going on? You know, you just need to plead guilty to this, and, you know, you see my word as gold in this county. You see every case I went to trial today. I said, yeah, but you weren't the citing officer. Well, you know, this judge is pretty hard. He pretty well sticks by the book. And, you know,
he means as long as one of the guys with the little badge says something, it's the gospel truth.
Sure.
And he takes our word as more valuable than anybody else's.
And I must admit, I mean, I was, you know, extremely nervous, and I'm thinking, you know what, you're always preaching this stuff to everybody. It's time to just stand on principles and do it. So I said, no, I want to take it to trial. So the bailiff, he goes and tries to find the ticket. They're gone. They leave me sitting there for a good, seemed like 20 minutes. It may have been five. I don't know. But he finally come back and said, you know, we can't find this. What do you want to do? I said, I want to go to trial. So I think they had some people there for some other, you know, DUIs and different type of traffic stops that weren't, you know, just speed related. So he'd come back in, and I was the first one to come, and he said, how do you plead? And I said, not guilty, but, Your Honor, I ask that this be dismissed based on failure to prosecute, based on the fact that there's no witnesses here to testify against me, and the court has no evidence against me. And he said, you know, son, today's your lucky day. Based on the fact that the troopers and the court clerk didn't file appropriate paperwork, I have no other recourse but to dismiss this ticket. And then he said, dismissed. And then I said, 1 second, you know, he gets last, and I'm going to keep something in writing, you know, basically. So got the ticket, and, you know, I just want, in one of your videos on YouTube, situation you had where you got pulled over is kind of what inspired me to do it, a situation where you went and the trooper didn't show up, you know, some other trooper comes spoke with you, and basically it's kind of a weird conversation. He said, is there anything you want to tell me? And he said, no, and I guess you got the ticket throughout before you even able to get your tripod set up, and that's kind of what inspired me to, you know, take it to that level. So
awesome. Well, I'm glad that it worked out for you. Now, that's just a question about something you said. The people who they did have a trooper in there testifying against them, they were only being fined $5 plus court costs. Is that what you?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. Essentially, the judge that now
were these also speeding tickets?
Yeah, some of them. Just most of them. They were all traffic violation. You know, some of them were, you know, speeding plus a light being out. One guy.
I mean, that seems like a real light fine for any kind of traffic ticket.
In Alabama, a seatbelt violation is $10. Hmm. In South Carolina, a seatbelt violation is $25.
Wow. Okay.
No court cost on either state.
Okay.
So,
nice.
You know, I didn't mean to cut you out there, but, you know, I just, and one guy, he lost control of his vehicle. He was in a wreck. Guys that took it to trial, there was no other vehicles involved. The trooper just basically said, based on the skid marks and stuff, you know, the man, I forgot what they call the charge, but essentially, to my understanding, was, you know, the guy just failed to maintain control of his vehicle. You know, there was no drugs or alcohol involved. And the guy essentially said, you know, I hit a patch of ice, and when I come over into the oncoming lane, there was a car fixing to hit me, so it was either hit the brake and let them hit me or hit the gas and gun it to get out of his way, and that's why I went down the embankment. He was still found, you know, guilty and ordered, you know, $5 plus court costs. So I'm pretty pleased with it, and just want to encourage anybody to do the same. You know, I try to talk to a lot of people.
As long as you know what you're getting into, there are a variety of court costs around the country. I know that in Florida, it's hundreds of dollars for the court costs there. So in a lot of cases, it's probably not worth trying to clog up the system if it's going to end up costing you dramatically more after the fact if you get found guilty. And you're pretty much guaranteed to be found guilty if their agent is there to testify against you. But even in some cases, that's not true. Daryl, you've won a parking ticket case where they were there to testify against you. You didn't win the next one. So there's no real consistency in whether or not you can win these things or not. Shane, I'm glad that it worked out for you, and thanks for calling and sharing your story here tonight on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, I don't blame anybody for taking a plea deal. Look, I don't, you know, nobody wants to go to court. Nobody wants to spend time in that place if they can avoid it. And certainly if it's going to cost you more money down the line as far as court costs and things like that, then it doesn't make sense. Here in New Hampshire, you can not take the plea on a $5 parking ticket. And when you get found guilty, you just owe $5 at that point. And in a lot of cases, you can do community service rather than actually pay, although I think you've been paying in pennies, right?
The last time, yes, I paid in pennies.
So I've actually got a plea deal related story here that's an update on a case that we talked about last year. If you recall, there was a man in Fayetteville, North Carolina, who was, I guess he's a rapper. He was outside of
what's his name, like X-Ray?
A liquor store. I will find his name for you here in a little bit. Christopher Lamont Beatty is...
Right, but he's got a rapper name.
Extravagant or Extrav. Yeah. Anyway, he was drinking some iced tea outside of a liquor store, and an undercover cop arrested him and assaulted him for it. We'll give you an update on his case here in a little bit. 855-453, plus the police in Hawaii want to have sex with prostitutes. It's Free Talk Live.
want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request, and that'll be approved, meaning it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype from that point forward. So again, username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl joining us courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. In fact, you made the news recently, Daryl, sort of. At least your newspaper kind of made the news.
Yes.
We talked last night about how there was some activists, one in particular, Liberty Carrots in Manchester, who actually went to the Manchester airport with a rifle slung to his back. He was handing out your newspaper to people, which was really awesome. What a great way to get FPP News in front of new eyes.
Yeah, and I saw that the Nashua Telegraph ran an article, but I did not read that article. Did they mention the newspaper in the article at all?
I don't think they did, no. But nonetheless, more people saw FPP News, which was great. That's one of the things that you offer at fpp.cc. What else?
There's weekly commentary, daily news. There are books. There's radio, which that's over now at fppradio.com, where I have all of the audio forms of myself. All of the written is there at fpp.cc.
Leader Amp is something that you want to check out if you're into the idea of being a better leader. In fact, most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade more people toward freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow can actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, founder of Leader Amp, and by the way, a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what actually works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application that'll measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it'll allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs and help you to see that they weren't perfect, but overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's currently being built, but if you want to help advance an approach to grow freedom lovers' persuasion skills, we would love for you to join the community. Go and pre-order on Indiegogo by visiting leaderamp.freetalklive.com. It's a short URL that we've come up with to help you get to the Indiegogo campaign. Amp your leadership by going to leaderamp.freetalklive.com. So, to the story here, the update on what's happening with the rapper Extravagant, or Extrav, from Fayetteville, North Carolina, who was attacked by a plainclothes beverage cop. The story from PoliceStateUSA.com. If you don't recall the story, he was just hanging out in a parking lot, maybe for a short bit after
waiting on some friends.
Yeah, his friends were in the store or something like that. And he was approached and accosted and attacked and arrested by a plainclothes officer. Now, even though the man was innocent and only drinking tea, he was drinking, I believe, an Arnold Palmer, as they are called.
Yes.
It's, was that half tea, half
and
lemonade? Prosecutors are still trying to set him up with probation and community service. The incident took place on the evening of April 27, 2013. Two men were standing by their vehicle waiting for their friends to arrive in the parking lot of the state-owned ABC liquor store. And this again in North Carolina. One man, Christopher Lamont Beattie, was holding a canned beverage while his friend Tino Brown was recording video using his cell phone. That's when the two were interrupted by a man who was interested in the man's choice of refreshments. Beattie, who also goes by the name Extravagant or Extrav, as his rapping persona, began receiving harassment about the can that he was holding. A man in plain clothes, claiming to be the police, insisted that he turn over his beverage for an inspection. Beattie refused the stranger's request and pointed out that it was an Arizona brand drink, half and half iced tea and pink lemonade, not alcohol. And by the way, in my opinion, this guy was fully within his rights, that is, the rapper, was fully within his rights to refuse the search.
Yes.
Just because a man approaches you and says, even if he was in uniform, and he wasn't, but even if this guy was in uniform, just because somebody says, hand that over, I want to see what you're drinking.
Where's the probable cause?
Right. What obligation do you have to hand over whatever it is that you're drinking out of?
And if you watch the video, he clearly shows, he's like, this is what it is. It's Arnold Palmer half and half.
Right.
It's
Can
tea.
You read? And I mean,
there's no alcohol in this.
Right. Would it even be I mean, maybe he would have probable cause if it was an obvious liquor bottle, but even then, I'm not so sure.
If it was in a brown bag, that would give some kind of probable cause.
You think?
Because it's very suspicious for one to keep a bottle or a can inside a brown bag while drinking from it.
So, going on here, Brown and Beatty pointed out they didn't know the identity of the nosy man and that Beatty had committed no crime. Still, the man demanded to examine his beverage and would not take no for an answer. The stranger then claimed Beatty was under arrest. He became grabby and ended up putting Beatty in a chokehold as he took him to the ground. The bully, who turned out to be an alcohol and beverage control law enforcement officer named Rick Libero, forced Mr. Beatty face down onto the concrete and placed him in handcuffs. Tino Brown, the videographer, had been recording the whole incident and documented the labeling on the can, showing clearly it was a non-alcoholic drink. Beatty was arrested and taken to jail. He was charged with two crimes, second-degree trespass and resisting a public officer. Months have gone by, and the prosecution has offered a deal. The government is requesting that Beatty, quote, submit to a year of probation, do 24 hours of community service, have a mental health assessment, and submit to drug testing and warrantless searches. This according to the Fayetteville Observer. Beatty says, it would get dismissed at the end, but I would still have to take responsibility for my actions, and I felt like I did nothing wrong. Beatty could also potentially take this to trial, in which a jury of his peers would have the opportunity to vindicate him of this unjust charge. So, as of right now, Beatty has not yet made a decision as to whether or not he's going to take that plea deal. He said that the arrest, this is from the Fayetteville Observer, had caused him to lose a job last year right after he'd been hired. The open charges have since made it hard for him to get work. If he accepts the deferred prosecution, he said the charges would officially remain open for another year before being dismissed, and that would continue to impede his efforts to get a job. And if he doesn't accept the deal, he will be going to trial. According to, Rogers recommends, who is Rogers? I'm not real clear on that. I believe that may be his public defender. But anyway, someone's recommending he take the deal. Quote, this is a compromise resolution that gives us a guaranteed result. As a lawyer, when you're representing folks, your goal is to try to get the best possible outcome. The best outcome is one that we can control, and at this point, he would end up with no conviction. I can't say I agree with that assessment.
Just go ahead. Let them put you on probation, even though you did nothing wrong.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is his lawyer. It doesn't say whether or not he's a public defender, but he sure does sound like a public defender. If I was paying an attorney to give advice like that, I would be really upset.
Yeah.
More on the way. You can share your thoughts on this story or anything on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're reviewing the case of the rapper in the liquor store parking lot who was arrested for drinking an Arnold Palmer in the parking lot, which is not illegal to drink lemonade and iced tea in public.
It should be.
Why?
Because lemonade and iced tea mixed together is horrible.
It doesn't
sound
horrible.
Arnold Palmer is egotistical, and nothing else should be named after that guy.
Well, I don't know anything about Arnold Palmer, but it doesn't sound
He wrote a big, giant check to the local airport in the city that he grew up in.
Uh-huh.
And then was quoted in the local paper, "It's such an honor to have the airport in my hometown named after me." They only did it because he gave them a bunch of money.
So, I don't know. I can't really say
that
I've had lemonade combined with iced tea, but it sounds like it'd be good.
It's not that good.
It sounds like it'd be good. Well, anyway, this guy liked it, and he was enjoying it in the parking lot of the liquor store while waiting for some friends. Was attacked by a police officer and is now facing probation if he takes the plea deal. And that's the question. Is he going to take the deal? His attorney is encouraging him to do so. We'll get back into the story here and share your thoughts. Your toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What would you do in his case, especially if you're familiar with the video and you've seen how absolutely outrageous this is? So, we'll get to your calls next. Also want to remind you about ProXPN. If you care about privacy, you need to have ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before it reaches your internet service provider, whatever it is you're doing online will be encrypted, so therefore your ISP will no longer be able to record what you're doing. They will have no idea, in point of fact, what you're doing with their internet connection, because everything you do will be encrypted by ProXPN. You can go and get started with it right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices. There's also instructions for Linux users. You will need to email ProXPN to get those instructions, but it's actually pretty easy to get it set up for Linux. Anyway, did you know that your internet service provider is probably logging everything you do for at least 6 months, probably as long as 5 years in a lot of cases? You can stop that by going and getting ProXPN at proxpn.com/FTL. There is a free account, so you can just start right now and try it out and see how you feel about the, you know, how it works. It's very, very simple. You just install the software and you click connect. There are some options you can tweak if you want to, if you're the tweaker type. But if you just want to, just install the software and get started with ProXPN. When you're ready to upgrade to premium, you can do that with our discount code and save 20% for the lifetime of your account by using discount code FTL20. That's FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. If you buy their annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 per month when you use our discount code FTL20. And you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So there's really nothing to lose. But your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL20 as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dave in Nevada on the amp lines. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys. I wanted to just comment real briefly on the story you're talking about, and then I wanted to talk about one of the stories you were talking about yesterday. On the one you're talking about at the gas station, I saw that video a while ago, and I believe the guy who filmed it actually did an interview on Alex Jones, and the whole thing is just ridiculous. But what's even more ridiculous is the fact that courts don't drop these things anymore. They prosecute, you know, little crimes like this, you know, to the fullest extent of the law, and a lot of the, you know, the district attorneys or city attorneys, their bonuses are based on, you know, whether they win these cases or plead out. And it's just, well, when they plead out, you know, they don't get penalized. But it's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, he's going to get penalized.
He's saying the cop won't get penalized when the guy takes a plea.
Oh, no, of course not.
That's why they encourage.
The cop wouldn't be penalized even if he went to trial and was found not guilty.
Well, I'm talking about the prosecuting attorneys that, if they plead out or, you know, they don't get penalized, but if they drop the charges, it goes against them and they don't get their bonus or something, which kind of is an incentive for these prosecutors just to prosecute everything, you know, and it's crazy because they're prosecuting ridiculous crimes. But I wanted to, yesterday, in the maybe the last hour or so of the show, where you guys were talking about the ninja with the BB gun, which I thought was some great radio yesterday, but I just wanted to comment on that real briefly.
Our listeners may not have been tuned in. You're talking about the story in Connecticut, happened in November on a university campus, state university. There was a young man, 21 years old, son of one of the teachers there, came onto campus after a long weekend of partying over Halloween weekend. He's shown up on campus with his Halloween costume on, which was allegedly a plastic sword, although the police are claiming it's real. And there's also a BB gun involved and maybe some sort of a blade, a knife that he might have had on him. He was wearing sort of a ninja outfit.
Ninjas don't carry guns?
Well, maybe a newer ninja might. But anyway, in this case, he was running across the campus. Some people called the police. The police came out with 70 state police. They came out with officers from around the area, the city that they were in, as well as surrounding towns. They literally brought in like over 100 officers for this response, this ridiculous response. They emptied out an entire dorm. They went in room to room, held these young men at gunpoint that were in there, forced them to exit the building. There was the Bearcat. There was a helicopter. And then they tried to they wanted to bill this guy, this young man, for all of the overtime.
We overreacted, so now pay us money.
Yeah, so that's kind of a summary of what the story was. Go ahead with your thoughts, Dave.
Yeah, I actually posted something on the Free Talk Live AMP page that, and I know he's not there today, but it was kind of, you know, of course the story is disturbing to me, but it was really, and I wish he was there in the studio, but it was kind of disturbing to me the point of view that Mark took on that, where he was basically saying that the kid should be responsible and, you know, that he should pay something, or, and it wasn't really the fault of the police. And, you know, for somebody that I know supports freedom and liberty, and I usually, Mark has a lot of great things to say. It did make for great radio that you guys were arguing there, and you know, basically, I totally agree with your point of view, but what disturbs me even more is that a lot of people have that same point of view where they mm-hmm. think like, oh, well, what if there's another shooting? We need to make sure, you know, that we show up with 100 officers or whatever in a helicopter, because what if this person went crazy? And it's like you're taking something that happens, you know, 0.0001% of the time, and you're saying that, oh, well, just in case. And it's like, well, just in case we should spy on everybody, and just in case we need to do this and we need to do that. And that's what's kind of really disturbing to me when people have that opinion.
All right, Dave, I sort of want to play devil's advocate here for a second and ask the question, in a society, let's pretend that we live in a society where the police are not paid directly through extortion. And by extortion, I mean, you know, through tax dollars.
Tax money, yeah.
Or, you know, the revenue generation that they do of stopping people for, you know, oh, you were going 5 miles over the speed limit, give us money. The people that commit actual crimes, should those people not then be responsible for paying the police for going after them and fighting that actual crime?
I mean, if it's an actual crime, it's hard to say, because then you're going to have people, you know, like some of the more serious crimes, they might be in jail for the rest of their lives anyway. I don't know, to be honest. That's hard to say. I know in this case, I mean, you know, it's obviously the police are the ones who determined, you know, overreacted and brought all those people.
In this
people.
Case,
but
there was no crime. In this case, at best,
right.
You had a violation of school policy.
Right.
And, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I also was disturbed by Mark's perspective on this. It's like he had gone back to the old Mark, which was more, you know, police kind of friendly, I guess. Police state friendly. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea being that with a few bucks from you per month, we can help get Free Talk Live into more people's ears, whether through radio station transmitters around the country or through the internet or other methods of delivery. But those are the two primary ones. And you can help us expand our coverage by going to amp.freetalklive.com. For a while, we were doing a matching fundraiser to raise money to hire you, Daryl, to do some affiliate relations work for Free Talk Live. The matching fundraiser is still going on. It will be going on through October of this year, meaning that we've got some generous folks who will match up to $950 per month as donated by listeners like you. And listeners have come on and they've amped the show up to where we've got around $800 a month coming in for this matching fundraiser. We've got over $3,000 a month coming, or close to $4,000 a month coming in total for the AMP program. But the matching program, we really did a very good job with that, and we raised enough to bring you on. And you've been doing a great job showing up on time, more on time than I do, and making calls to talk radio stations, hundreds of stations. You've got hundreds. I've got hundreds. We're now doing double duty, essentially, the two of us calling stations, and it's working. We've brought a number of stations on board. So that being a success, we're now focusing the remainder of the fundraiser on doing Google AdWords and advertising Free Talk Live, because we're doing good with radio, but we need to bring more internet listeners on board, and we can do that with advertising dollars, and that's what the Google AdWords campaign is all about, is reaching out to people who are just looking for talk radio, not necessarily liberty-oriented talk radio, although we do have some advertising pointed towards those people, but people who are looking just generically for talk radio online. Let's allow them to encounter Free Talk Live, and that's what the Google AdWords campaign can do. You can help us with this and get your dollars matched. So if you're going to be a $5 a month Free Talk Live amplifier, you are essentially a $10 a month amplifier, but you don't have to put all 10 in because our matching contributors will do that. If you want to do 10 bucks a month, it'll be like 20. So get your AMP dollars matched, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. You heard Dave earlier. He was using the AMP-only call-in lines. In fact, he's really the only one who's using them these days. So it's easy to get through on the amp lines. If it's like a busy night on the phones, you can always usually get in on the amp lines. No problem. So become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Get the perks and help us get Free Talk Live into more ears. So if you think what we're doing is important, then this is the best way to help us out. And, of course, another good way, if you don't have $5 a month, is to just share us. You know, if you're on Facebook, Twitter, wherever it is you hang out online, share Free Talk Live. Share your favorite episodes with your friends and family, and maybe some of them will listen. So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't really want police going around harassing people for drinking iced tea beverages from cans in public. I don't think that's what police should be spending their time on.
I don't want them harassing people drinking anything.
That's true.
In public.
I totally agree. Who cares if someone's actually drinking alcohol? What if the rapper in this case of North Carolina rapper exhibit or no, not exhibit.
Extravagance.
Extravagance with an X. What if he was actually drinking alcohol from that can? So what? I just don't understand. I guess the claim, because we actually brought this issue up in Keene previously at the city council, proposed that they remove the open container ordinance, which didn't exist before the 1970s. Apparently everything was fine up until then. And the claim is that, well, without open container prohibitions, then there will be people just peeing all over the place.
What?
That was the best excuse that I had heard, was that, you know, we don't want people peeing on the side of a business in downtown Keene, so therefore we shouldn't allow open container.
But here's how ludicrous the open container ordinance is. And I'm sure that it's like this in other places, not just in Keene. There are several businesses on Main Street and Central Square that have outside sidewalk seating.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I find really odd about the sidewalk seating in Keene is that you can't have more than three people at a table if one of those people is drinking alcohol. But aside from that, if you stand up from the table and take two steps towards the street with your beverage, you now have an open container and can be arrested. But if you're sitting down, then it's okay.
You also cannot cross from where the table areas are and go into the restaurant on your own. You have to hand your beverage to an employee of the tavern or wherever it is you are, because there's one tavern in particular that has tables outside during the warmer months of the year.
Yes.
And you actually have to give your beverage to an agent of the establishment. The agent then has to take the beverage inside for you, where you may reclaim it at that point. Now, I don't know if that's a state law or if that is a Keene ordinance, but it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's probably a Keene ordinance, like the you can't have more than three people at a table outside if one person at the table is drinking.
Yeah. So even though New Hampshire is the freest of all 50 states, that doesn't mean there aren't a boatload of issues that we have to deal with here on a regular
basis. We actually
have
a list of things that need to be changed.
Well, we just started that list recently, as a matter of fact, and I don't know if we haven't added that one to it. That one probably should be added. So, speaking of the Free State Project, if you want a chance at achieving freedom in your lifetime, then go to freestateproject.org and learn about the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. If you love liberty, if you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom means being able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. Because I think that somebody like this rapper, in this case, Extravagant in North Carolina, he was great in this video. He really was. I mean, he did not want to allow this officer to search his can, and ultimately he was taken down because of that. But he had a guy there recording video. I mean, this would have been a good thing to happen in New Hampshire, where even more people could be there to back this guy up. Like, because people who are willing to be activists, people who are willing to take a risk and say no to the police, say no, I'm not going to obey this stupid ordinance or your illegal orders, because this cop was out of line, in my opinion. He had no right to do what he did, but he did it anyway because he's a cop and he knows he'll probably get away with it. But if you got enough people together who actually care about freedom, then things start to change because numbers make a difference. Numbers make a huge difference. Look, the police, I like it when they go after real criminals. Great, please. Protect us from murderers and rapists and arsonists and, you know, violent people. I don't have a problem with that. But when the police are going after peaceful people who have not harmed others, they are behaving as bullies. And bullies will pick on you so long as you're just you. But if there's 10 people like you in the area and there's only one bully, odds are good the bully is not going to behave in the same way that he would if it was just a one-on-one or a one-on-two kind of circumstance. So I think that what we've seen here in New Hampshire already, in certain instances, like with the smokeouts at the 420s here in Keene that were historic back in 2009 and 2010, and with other incidents as well, where we've seen when activists outnumber the police either completely back down or they act very, very desperate and they start to make mistakes. And it's very interesting to watch what happens when you actually have numbers on your side. And I think that ultimately the tides will really start to change here in New Hampshire. We've seen success stories already with only 1,500 people here across all of New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But I think things will really start to change when we can actually outnumber the bureaucrats. In any given instance, like last night I went to a city council meeting here in Keene.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's not a terrible thing to get involved in the political system.
No, the worst part about the city council meetings is that they don't let
people
anybody
speak.
You know, that's not one of the councilors give input.
Right. I think that's something else that needs to change, and that's a Keene thing. I don't think that's all of New Hampshire. I think there's some places in New Hampshire where you can give public input at city council meetings. But so I was there, but only the room was full of bureaucrats. I mean, everyone in the seats. I shouldn't say it was full, but of the people that were in the room, the supermajority of them were bureaucrats. They were probably only about 25 to 33% of the full amount of chairs. Most of them were empty. Only about 3 activists had shown up, and the issue that was at hand was a potential increase in the parking rates here in Keene. And this is going to be a very controversial issue coming up here in town. We're working on it behind the scenes here in the activism world and trying to bring business owners together to oppose this rate increase. But we really just need more people. I mean, period. Here in New Hampshire, we need more people who love freedom, who are willing to be active, because we're only just getting started here. Go to freestateproject.org to check out that, and we'll come back with more about the police in Hawaii wanting to have sex with prostitutes. Come up.
1, 2, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5,
deep with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.